They've become an affordable, hot new form of transportation in cities, but e-scooters have also become an issue with users sometimes breaking the law and creating dangerous situations by riding them on sidewalks. An innovation center on the Central Coast, which is a collaboration between a university and Amazon, may have come up with a unique solution to the problem.
The city of Santa Monica had a pilot program which allowed a certain number of scooter companies to have their scooters operate in Santa Monica. And what they were finding is that even though they had required the scooters to operate on roadways and not on sidewalks, they were having a hard time keeping the riders off of sidewalks. They asked us if there was a way we could help them solve that problem.
Paul Churison is director of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's DX Hub.
The DX Hub is the Cal Poly Digital Transformation Hub. The hub is Innovation Center. We're a partnership between Amazon Web Services and Cal Poly. We focus on solving big real-world problems for the public sector. So we work in education, nonprofits, and government organizations.
The e-scooters can be used on streets and in bike lanes, but riding them on sidewalks is illegal. Churison says as they looked at the problem, the first thing they discovered was that traditional enforcement efforts to control the scooters weren't working.
They had already put a lot of policy in place, and they had law enforcement officers monitoring the riding and they were writing tickets when people were riding on sidewalks and that sort of thing, but that just wasn't working. They were getting some complaints from the citizens, the pedestrians on the sidewalks that were saying, you know, this is dangerous, there's a lot of close calls.
An MIT student working with DX Hub took on the challenge.
At first, we naturally thought of GPS and doing like a geofencing technique where you can just look at the GPS coordinates and compare it to like the sidewalk and the road and say, oh yes, like the scooter's in the sidewalk or the scooter's in the road. But after some initial testing, we found that GPS wasn't accurate enough for that. It couldn't really discern between scooter and road and those fine boundaries.
But then Casey Johnson began thinking about other technologies. He was active in robotics and started looking at computer chips that he'd used and seen.
He said, you know, one of the things we might be able to do is identify the roughness of the surface of a sidewalk versus a roadway. So he started doing some testing on that. He got this chip called an inertial measurement unit chip, and they're in cell phones, and they're not expensive. They cost about 50 cents. But what they can do is they measure the roughness. If you ride down a sidewalk, most sidewalks have an expansion crack every 4 to 6 feet. As you're measuring that roughness, the data would show you that there's a peak roughness every 4 to 6 feet on a regular basis. And that's exactly what we used to be able to determine whether the scooter was on a sidewalk.
The DX Hub's Paul Churison says Johnson used the chip to not only detect when the scooter was on a sidewalk, but to use the warning to shut down its motor.
He said, you know, one of the things we might be able to do is identify the roughness. If we can determine we're on the sidewalk, and we do that, we see those peaks for 20 meters in a row, then we're going to shut down the power to the scooter for 5 seconds. So it would do that. If a rider gets his power shut down for 5 seconds, it's going to really be a disincentive to ride on sidewalks. And that's what we found.
Student Casey Johnson.
I was definitely surprised to find out that it was as accurate as it was. I wasn't quite sure if the moving scooter would be able to pick up on the different surface patterns quite well enough to work as an effective system. But in the end, it did, and I was really thrilled about that.
Santa Monica officials say they're looking at making the technology a part of any franchise agreement with e-scooter companies.
I'm definitely really proud of the team's effort and kind of that we were able to arrive at something that could actually be a viable solution that might help people, because that's always the goal.
It's possible that government agencies could also use legislation to require the chip technology be installed in e-scooters to keep them off sidewalks. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.